You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let's open our Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
恳切地求你借着这一段圣经来对我们说话。
Heavenly Father, we anxiously urge you to speak to us through these verses.
我们谢谢你在诗歌、祷告和禀杯中已经对我们的心说话。
We thank you that through the singing of the hymns and the prayer and the breaking of the bread, you have already spoken to us.
但是我们求你对我们说更真实的话。
But we ask of you to speak more truthful words to us.
说我们需要听的话。
Speaking the words that we need to hear.
开通我们的耳朵。
Open up our ears.
给我们一颗谦卑的心。
Give us a humble heart.
好让你的话可以在我们的生命中有果效。
So that your words may have results in our lives.
我们向你承认我们自己没有办法。
We confess and admit to you that we are not able to do anything ourselves.
但是我们感谢你，因为在你没有难成的事。
But we thank you because with you nothing is impossible.
我们等候在你的脚前。
We wait upon you in front of your feet.
等你向我们扬脸。
We wait upon you to open up your face to us.
等你对我们施恩。
We wait for you to be gracious to us.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们如果来看一下这一章圣经的结构。
If we look at the structure of this chapter of the Bible.
打出来没有？ 你如果看这章圣经的结构， 你会发现这章圣经， 它是非常对称的。
If you look at the structure of this chapter of the Bible, you find that it's a very balanced one.
Symmetric
one.
这一段圣经, 这一章的圣经就是两段。
And this chapter of the Bible, there are just two paragraphs.
那这两段是彼此完全相对应。
And they actually relative to each other.
都是讲到要给约柜搬家。
They're all talking about moving of the ark of God.
有喜乐。
There is the rejoicing.
其实不只是有喜乐, 是有大喜乐。
Not just rejoicing, it's great rejoicing.
也有悲剧。
But there's also the tragedy.
也是大悲剧。
It's also big tragedy.
大卫他的反应。
And David's response to this.
然后俄别以东的家发生了什么事？
And what happened in the house of the Obed-Edom?
第二段跟那个完全对称。
And the second paragraph is totally symmetric to the first one.
唯一的不同。
The only difference is.
是大卫家发生了什么事？
It's what has happened in the house of David.
当你读圣经读到像这样子的结构的时候。
When you read the Bible, when you come upon such kind of structure.
这里结构的本身就有一个信息要告诉我们。
The structure itself has already got a message that it wants to tell us.
当你看这样子的结构。
When you look at such kind of structure.
你就知道。
You will know.
人生啊。
In life.
就是喜剧和悲剧的交织。
It's like a meeting of the comedy and tragedy.
不要做梦，一天到晚都是好事。
Don't dream that it will be good all the while.
如果你觉得你现在很倒霉。
If you feel that you've been very unfortunate.
也不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
也不会一直倒霉下去的。
It won't be unfortunate all the time.
人生就是如此。
Life is like that.
喜剧、悲剧交织在一起。
Whether it's comedy or it's tragedy, they're interwoven together.
但是重要的不是发生了什么事。
But the important thing is not what has happened.
重要的是你对这些事情你的反应如何。
But the important thing is that how do you respond to these happenings?
我们的反应。
Our response.
就显明出我们生命的本质。
Will reveal the innate nature of our life.
我们的反应。
our response,
也决定了我们可以承受上帝多少的恩典。
Will also determine how much of the grace of God that we can receive.
许多人做梦。
Many people will dream.
给我这个，给我这个。
Give me this, give me that.
不是上帝不给。
It's not that God doesn't want to give it to us.
是你没有那个容量去承受。
Is that you do not have that capacity to contain it?
我们需要在基督里长进。
We need to grow in Christ.
因为只有一个长大的生命。
Because it's only a grown-up life.
才能够有对的反应。
Will have the correct response.
要读懂这一章的圣经。
In order to understand this chapter of the Bible.
要明白一些很基本的概念。
You need to understand some very basic concept.
你要知道全本旧约圣经中。
You need to know that the whole book of the Old Testament.
最能够彰显耶稣基督的就是圣殿、会幕。
The part that can magnify Jesus Christ is the Holy Temple and the Tabernacle.
而在圣殿也好，在会幕里面也好，它的每一样东西
，Whether it's the holy temple or the tabernacle, everything in there,
每一个 furniture,
every piece of furniture,
都在述说耶稣基督某一方面的事实
，is telling a part of fact of Jesus Christ.
而在整个圣所中的最中心
，and in the most center of the holy sanctuary.
至圣所
The Holy of Holies
里面有的
What is inside
就是约柜
That would be the Ark of God
这个约柜
And this Ark of God
对以色列人来讲
To the Israelite
他们懂得是什么意思
They understand what it means
因为摩西
Because Moses
在民数记第十章那里
In Numbers chapter 10
35节和36节
And 30, verses 35 and 36.
他在那里的祷告里面，他这样说。
In his prayer, he says.
约柜往前行的时候，摩西就说：“耶和华，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散，愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。”
Whenever the ark set out, Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord! May your enemies be scattered. May your foes flee before you."
约柜停住的时候，他就说：“耶和华，求你回到以色列的千万人中。”
Whenever it came to rest, he said, "Return, O Lord Almighty, to the countless thousands of Israel."
36节更好的翻译。
A better translation of verse 36.
是耶和华，求你回转。
O Lord Almighty, please return back.
你是以色列的千军万马。
You're all the army, thousands of armies and horses of Israel.
对着以色列人
To the Israelite,
约柜是什么
What is the Ark of Covenant of God?
约柜是向他们表明耶和华是王
The Ark of God is to show to illustrate to them the Lord Jehovah is the King.
约柜对着他们来说
The Ark of God to them
是向他们述说救赎的故事
is telling the story of salvation.
因为大祭司
Because the high priest, the great priest,
在赎罪节的时候
during the festival of atonement,
要带着血洒在约柜上
He has to bring the blood and sprinkle it on the ark of God.
约柜更是神向人的启示
And the ark of God is all more a revelation from God to man.
十诫就是放在约柜的里面
And the Ten Commandments is being placed in the ark of God.
约柜是神对人说话的地方。
And the ark of God is the place where God speaks to men.
因为耶和华就是在约柜的面前向摩西启示他的命令。
Because the Almighty God speaks to Moses, reveal himself to him in front of the ark of God.
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ.
他是我们的君王。
He's our king.
他是我们的救赎。
He's our savior.
他是我们的祭司。
He's our priest.
他是神向人一切启示的内容。
He's all the contents of God's revelation to man.
会幕里面一切的摆设。
All the furnitures inside the tabernacle.
是要帮助我们认识神。
Is to help us to know God.
大卫在这里。
And David here.
他要做什么事
？What does he want to do?
他要把约柜带回到以色列百姓的中心。
He wants to bring the Ark of God back to the center of the Israelite people.
因为神必须是我们每一个人生活、工作、家庭各方面的中心。
Because God must be the center of our work, our family life, and everywhere.
大卫他真的是一个很独特的人。
David is a very unique person.
如果你们还记得在撒母耳记上第四章到第七章那里。
If you still remember 1 Samuel from chapter 4 to 7.
以色列的百姓跟非利士人打仗。
The Israelite people was fighting the Philistines.
他们发觉他们打不过。
And they discovered that they were not able to overcome them.
他们晓得约柜是神同在的预表。
And they know that the Ark of God is a type of God's presence.
约柜是神的能力的彰显。
And the Ark of God is a manifestation of the power of God.
所以他们就把约柜带到战场去。
Therefore, they bring the Ark onto the battlefield.
他们认为约柜来了，非利士人肯定要吃败仗。
And they feel that as long as the Ark of God is here, the Philistine will definitely be defeated.
那你们还记得我们当初讲这段圣经的时候？
Now, do you still remember the time when we were speaking about this part of the Bible?
我们一直强调一个重要的思想。
And we've been emphasizing a very important thought.
就是上帝是不会被人利用的。
Is that God will not be used by people.
以色列人想要利用耶和华。
The Israelites wanted to use the Lord Jehovah.
耶和华就让他们吃败仗。
And the Lord Jehovah will allow them to be defeated.
败得一塌糊涂。
And is disastrously defeated.
抬祭司的抬约柜的祭司全给宰了。
And the priests who were carrying the ark of God was told they were slaughtered.
耶和华神甚至于让这个约柜被非利士人抢走。
The Lord God Jehovah even allowed the ark of God to be taken captive by the Philistines.
当然，如果你们记得那个中间很精彩的故事
，Of course, if you can still remember the very exciting story there.
约柜不需要人保护。
The Ark of God does not need protection from men.
他有办法修理非利士人。
He's able to fix the Philistines himself.
最后，非利士人乖乖把他送回去。
And finally, the Philistines just obediently send this Ark back.
但是以色列人中间没有人要。
But among the Israelites, nobody wants it.
只有一家人收了这个东西。
Only one family has received it.
到了基列耶林那个地方。
And when it comes to Gerith-Elim,
那个事情到我们现在读的这章圣经。
And when that, from that issue until now, the chapter that we're reading,
75年过去了。
75 years has passed.
以色列多少的百姓？
How many people of the Israelites?
有谁在乎约柜在哪里？
Is there anyone who cares about where the Ark of God was?
只有一个人。
There's only one person.
就是大卫。
That is David.
大卫没有想到说我怎么赶快做王。
David has not been thinking about how quickly should I become king.
大卫没有想到我怎么发财。
David didn't try to think about how to become wealthy.
大卫没有想到说我怎么再多搞两个老婆。
David wasn't trying to think about how to get more wives.
那些都不是大卫心上最重要的事。
Those are not things that's in David's heart.
你读诗篇132篇。
If you read Psalm 132,
你就知道。
You will know.
大卫心里面有一件事。
There's one thing in David's heart.
132篇第四节说，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等我为耶和华寻得所在。为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
In Psalm 132 verses 4 and 5 it says, I will allow no sleep to my eyes, no slumber to my eyelids, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob.
我们听说约柜在以法他，我们在基列耶林就寻见了。
We heard and in Ephrathah, we came upon it in the fields of Jar.
你会发现一件事。
You will discover one thing.
大卫的心目中
In the heart of David,
如果没有找到约柜
If you could not find the ark of God,
他不能够睡觉
He was not able to sleep.
你为什么不能睡觉呢
What's the reason for you not being able to sleep?
因为上帝没有荣耀
Because God has no glory.
因为上帝的见证没有显明出来
Because God's testimony has not been revealed.
还是为了你那些 过两天你都不 care 的事呢？
Or is it because for some issues that you may not even care about in 2 days' time?
当没有人关心神的时候，
When no one cares about God,
每个人都是专顾自己。
Everyone is just caring about himself.
这里有一个人。
There is one person here.
他在乎神。
He cares about God.
他在乎神的见证。
He cares about God's testimony.
难怪圣经说他是一个合神心意的人。
No wonder the Bible says that he's a man after God's heart.
这张圣经
And this chapter of the Bible,
很多的细节没有给我们写下来。
Many details have not been written down for us.
所以你需要去看历代志上13章到15章。
So therefore you need to look at the first Chronicle chapter 13 to 15.
如果你读了历代志上
If you read the First Chronicles,
13章那里告诉我们
Chapter 13, it tells us,
大卫把他的这些领袖通通找来
And David gathered all his leaders,
然后告诉他们要把约柜找回来
And tell them to rediscover the ark.
全会众都说好
And all the people, the multitude, they all said, yes, good.
在众民眼中，这是非常美好的事。
And in the eyes of all his people, this is a beautiful thing.
这是为什么大卫才去干这件事。
That is why David started out to do this thing.
他的心。
His heart.
他想要让神的见证、神的荣耀回到百姓中间。
He wants to return God's testimony, God's glories back to the people.
他不是自己一个人干。
He doesn't do it alone.
他让全以色列百姓跟他同心合意的干这件事。
He asked the whole of Israelite people to do this thing with him with a united heart.
我要你们想一想。
And I would like you to think about this.
大卫在乎约柜。
David cares about the ark.
是好事还是坏事？
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
好事。
It's a good thing.
大卫希望把神的见证、神的荣耀带回到百姓中间，是好事还是坏事
？The fact that David wants to bring God's testimony and glories back to the people is that to God is that a good thing？
好事。
It's good。
大卫做好事的时候，让全以色列的百姓同心合一的来做这件好事，这是好事还是坏事
？And when David does this good thing, he allows all of the Israelite people to do it with him. Is that a good thing or a bad one?
Good, 好到不行。
It's so good.
大卫带了30,000人。
David brought with him 30,000 men.
不是开玩笑的。
Not a joke.
30,000人哎。
30,000 men.
乐器
and musical instruments
各种的乐器
all kinds of musical instruments
作乐跳舞
and they make music and they dance
他们做的是好事
is that something good?
他们做的是合神心意的事
the thing that they're doing is pleasing to God
他们做的是大家同心合意做的好事
and the good thing that they did together with a united heart
你能够想象那个场面有多么的喜乐吗？
Can you imagine how joyful that environment is?
还有比那个更开心的事吗？
Is there anything that is more joyous?
但是突然之间
But suddenly,
音乐停了
The music stopped.
没有人在跳舞
Nobody is dancing anymore.
发生了什么事情？
What happened?
你要知道30,000人那个时候有没有手机啊？
You have to know that 30,000 men at that time, do they have cell phones?
你没有办法 Twitter, right?
You can't Twitter.
也没有人马上 post 照片，对不对？
No one can post photos immediately.
三万人突然就不动了。
30,000 men, they suddenly stop moving.
音乐没了。
Music is no more.
然后很可能一群人开始逃跑了。
And it's very possible a group of people suddenly they started to run.
后面人说怎么什么事什么事什么事啊
？And then the people behind they're wondering what happened.
等他们搞清楚第六节和第七节发生的事。
When they finally found out what happened in verses 6 and 7.
你猜他们会干什么
？Guess what they would be doing?
跑啊，还干什么？
Well, they were running. What else can they do?
你怎么知道耶和华只杀了一个人呢、啊、
？How do you know the Lord Jehovah will only kill one person?
你在那边混到那，等下连你一起杀呀
！If you were just there wandering around, you'd be killed as well.
大
So everyone is just running with the utmost because the Lord God has lost his temper.
我们家以前有两个小孩。
We used to have two young people at home in our house.
那个时候他们很小。
They were very young then.
但是呢有一件很奇怪的事。
But one strange, very strange thing.
只有两个小孩哦。
There were only two young people.
如果有一个小孩闯祸了。
If one child gets into trouble.
然后妈妈开始发脾气。
And then the mother started to lose her temper.
然后开始要修理人了。
And they started to do something to fix them.
你猜是一个跑还是两个跑？
You guess whether it was just one kid that will run away with both of them.
两个都跑。
Both of them will run away.
很有趣啊。
It's very interesting.
我在猜啊。
I'm guessing.
乌沙的尸体可能就丢在那里。
Asa's body may just be left there.
谁敢去碰啊？
Who dares to touch him?
耶和华发脾气啊。
The Lord Jehovah has lost his temper.
他被干掉了。
He's been killed.
你敢去啊？
Do you dare to go near?
你到那边连你一起干啊。
If you go near, you might be killed as well.
大喜乐。
It's great rejoicing.
突然之间变成大悲剧。
Suddenly become great tragedy.
不知道有多少讲道的人。
I don't know how many preachers...
不知道有多少的解经的书。
Don't know how many Bible commentary books.
很多人都在这里替乌沙觉得委屈。
Many people are here feeling that Asher has been wronged.
约柜是神的见证和荣耀。
The Ark of God is God's testimony and glory.
他要保护约柜。
He wants to protect the Ark.
何罪之有？
What kind of sin would that be?
所以很多人要想办法替上帝说点好话。
So a lot of people try to speak some good words to God.
上帝那天可能心情不太好。
And God may be not having a good mood that day.
所以就把他干掉了。
So therefore he killed him.
还有最离谱的。
The even worse one is.
说乌沙不是只有这件事不对啊。
Arthur may not just have committed this wrong thing. He might have done other bad deeds that we are not aware of. That's why the Lord God Jehovah wants to kill him. Why do men have to say this? Because we're not able to understand. How is it that Arthur, with a good intention to do that, he was still killed?
其实千万不要忘记。
But actually, definitely do not forget.
民数记里面。
In the book of Numbers.
不知道有多少次。
Not, how many times.
耶和华神清楚地告诉以色列百姓。
The Lord God Jehovah clearly told the Israelite people.
约柜要怎么搬。
How the Ark of God should be carried.
要怎么盖起来。
How it should be set up.
不但不可以摸
Not only are you not allowed to touch it
看都不能看
You cannot even look at it
你看你就死了
If you look at it, you will die
慈爱的神
The loving God
多次的严厉的告诉他的百姓
Many times and severely told his people
但是很明显
But it's very clearly
这一次
This time
所有去搬的人
All the people went to carry it.
没有一个人听这个话。
Not one person listened to this.
这在告诉我们什么？
And what is this telling us?
耶和华神是轻慢不得的。
You cannot mock the Lord God Jehovah.
神不是只有在这一次发脾气哦。
God did not only lose his temper here this one time.
利未记十章里面。
In the book of Leviticus chapter 10,
亚伦的儿子怎么死的?
How did the sons of Aaron die?
约书亚记六章七章里面的亚干。
In the book of Joshua chapter 6 and 7, and the Achan,
他和他的家死得多么惨。
He and his household, how tragically did they die?
不是只有旧约这样子。
Not only in the Old Testament did this happen.
新约圣经中。
In the book of New Testament,
使徒行传
，In the book of Acts,
第五章
，Chapter 5,
哥林多前书
In the First Corinthians
11 章
Chapter 11
希伯来书第10章
In the Book of Hebrews Chapter 10
都有讲到耶和华神他的严厉的惩罚他的孩子
Has all talked about how our Lord God Jehovah severely punished his children.
这个对我们今天每一个基督徒而言
And to every Christian today,
是什么意思呢
What does that mean?
你要记住一个重要的原则
You have to remember a very important principle
神的工作
God's work
必须按照神的方式去做
Has definitely to be carried out according to God's way
才能够讨神喜悦
Then can it be pleasing to God
一个不听神话语的人
A person who does not listen to the words of God
不把圣经的话当作是话
Do not treat the words in the Bible as words.
不管你心多好
Regardless how good of an intention you have.
甚至于你做的是对的事
Even if you have done the correct thing.
耶和华神注定要你死
The Lord God Jehovah will destine you to die.
你不一定肉体死
You may not die in the flesh, definitely.
但你属灵的生命是死了
But your spiritual life would be dead.
长不起来
It will not grow.
常常听到
Constantly hearing the words,
终究却不能明白
but you still in the end could not understand.
这叫死，懂吗？
This is called death. Do you understand?
为什么会死成这样子呢？
How is that we would die this way?
是因为不把神的话当话。
That is because we are not treating the words of God as words.
我可以想象。
I can imagine.
当时这些领袖。
At that time, these leaders.
我们为什么要用杠来抬这个约柜呢
Why do we need to carry this ark of God with the rod?
你们知不知道用杠来抬约柜有多难吗
Do you realize how difficult it is to carry the ark of God with the rod?
你们知不知道约柜长什么样子
Do you know what the ark of God looked like?
差不多像这个
It's almost like the shape of this pulpit.
三尺高
3 feet tall
两尺平方
2 feet square
四个环
And 4 rings
在最下面的四个角
At the bottom there are 4 angle holes
那个棍子要从那四个角里面穿过去
And then for the rod has to go through these 4 rings
手不能碰到这个东西
And your hands must not touch it
你想那个好抬是不好抬
You imagine whether it's good to carry or not.
摇摇晃晃的要命的呀
It'd be not balanced, it'd be moving around.
谁会用这么笨的方法
Who would use such a clumsy way of carrying it?
放在牛车上
Put it on the cart.
摆上去搞定
And put it there on the oxen cart.
又方便又有效率
Convenient and efficient.
合乎现在时代的潮流
Totally meeting with the trends of today's day.
当时所有的外邦人运神像全是用牛车。
Totally, in those days, the Gentiles, when they were moving all their statues of their idols, they used the cart.
完全是 high tech.
Totally high tech.
有什么不可以
？Why is it we can't do it?
但是让我们记住。
But let us remember.
除非我们认真的查考圣经。
Unless we seriously study the Bible,
清楚知道神的旨意
clearly know the will of God.
否则不管外面有多少的热闹
otherwise, no matter how much commotion is out there,
无论是多么的大家都同意
no matter how many people all agree to it,
无论是别人都是这么做的
and regardless of all other people are doing it as well,
我们要问的是
what we need to ask is,
神喜欢不喜欢
does this please God?
如果神不喜欢
If God is not pleased with it,
最终带下来的就是死亡
In the end, what it will bring is death.
这对着每一个服侍神的人
And this to everyone who serves God.
这是一个非常可怕的事
This is a very horrible thing.
这件事把大卫都吓坏了
And this thing greatly scared David.
大卫这么的爱神
David so loved God.
大卫这么的渴望把约柜带到百姓的中间
And David was so longing to bring the ark of God into to be with the people.
他看到乌撒被杀
When he saw Asa being killed.
他害怕
He's scared.
他不敢要了
He no longer dared to have the ark.
你有没有发现一件事？
Did you discover one thing?
我们很多人，
Many of us，
我们很希望上帝给我们点好处。
We so hope that God will give us some good thing, some benefits.
我们觉得我们读经，
We feel that we're reading the Bible，
祷告，
We pray，
聚会，
We gather，
服事，
We serve，
不做圣经说不可以做的事。
And we don't do the things that the Bible said we should not do.
我们期待什么呢？
So what are we expecting then?
我们期待他老人家有点良心了，对吧？
We are expecting that our God will have a bit of conscience.
乖哦。
That you are good.
想要什么？
What would you like to have?
美女。
A beautiful girl.
钞票。
Or money.
不要太好好念书考 A，
and that I don't have to study too hard, but I get an A.
你想要什么？
What would you like to have?
就应该给你嘛。
Then I should give it to you.
那如果？
But if
我们觉得我们做的是对的事，
we feel that what we have done is correct.
结果砰一下一棍子打过来，
but suddenly you being punished or hit.
哇一下一个倒霉事又发生，
and suddenly some unfortunate things happen.
我请问你，
Let me ask you，
你怎么想？
What would you be thinking？
我告诉你我怎么想。
Let me tell you what I would think。
我说你也不会老到这个地步啊。
You can't possibly be that old。
这种倒霉事不应该在我身上啊。
This kind of unfortunate thing should not be happening to me。
你看那个某某人，他又不读经又不聚会。
Look at so and so, he's not reading the Bible, he's not gathering。
就去聚会还迟到。
And every time when it comes to gathering, he's late.
你应该让他倒霉嘛。
You should let him be unfortunate.
你怎么让我倒霉呢？
Why are you allowing such unfortunate
things to
happen to me? Did you make a mistake?
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God.You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.